For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
This week is standard. It's typical. There's nothing crazy or out of the ordinary, I don't think, at least not as we start the new work week. I know last week was a little wonky where I did this show, did After Hours the first two nights of the week, and then was off Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, so you didn't have me then. Was back for Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But then Thursday night into Friday morning, I was off because I hosted Friday afternoon. I kind of felt like a possum, disoriented in the daytime by being here at CBS Sports Radio headquarters in the afternoon. Took the train into New York City and hopped a subway into Lower Manhattan and was able to fill in for Zach Gelb on his show and had fun. Enjoyed working with Samter and Stu. For those of you who know the show, you know who they are. We had a lot of fun, actually, with a particular topic. This was Samter's idea. I thought it was great. Tom Brady posting video of himself running a quicker 40 than he did when he was coming out of college in Michigan. And maybe that's true. Now, it certainly depends upon stopwatches and all that jazz. There was a video with superimposed images of him coming out of college versus 46-year-old Tom Brady. And again, if you believe what you see, always video can be doctored or the stopwatches could be off, but he swears he can run a faster 40 now than he did when he was at the combine 24 years ago. Anyway, so we use that to ask the question, what can you do better now than you could when you were in college? What skill do you have that you are much better at or much more adept at now than when you were in college? And actually, for me, there are a few. First of all, cooking. I know my husband is happy about that. I didn't start cooking until I was 30. I had zero interest in cooking. And so when I was in college, the extent of my cooking, I couldn't even make eggs. The extent of my cooking was to boil water for pasta and warm up the pasta sauce. That was it. That was what I did. So otherwise, I ate team meals with the basketball team. I would go to the dining hall. I suppose I ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly and had toast, but really there wasn't a whole lot of variety to my diet when I was in college. So I cook much better now than I did then. But also, if we're talking about sports skills, I could not hit a golf ball when I was in college because I had played so much softball starting when I was in third grade all the way through junior high, where I actually was on my varsity team in junior high, and then on into college as well when I played intramurals. Club softball. I always tried to hit the golf ball with that same motion with which you hit. a softball or a baseball, and it didn't work. The ball never got off the ground, the golf ball. And so, and I was a dead pull hitter too. And so it took me getting away from softball on a regular basis and having a semi-pro teach me how to swing the golf club, which is so completely different from a softball bat. So that's another thing that I do well. Well, better now than I did when I was in college, which wasn't at all then. Something else, too, that is actually kind of a complete reversal. When I was in college, I was much more of a sprinter. So I did do cross country, but those are relatively short races. They're 3.1 miles. And I use them essentially just to get into shape for basketball season. And then when I was in basketball, I did a lot of sprinting. Never long distance running. You would never catch me running more than 3 miles. That was it. Wasn't until much later in life that I started doing longer distance running and added half marathons to my list, and actually do have one coming up at the end of March for which I am not trained. What was I thinking in the dead of winter trying to, well, it's not been super cold, but it's still been cold enough and windy enough with snow and rain that it's been hard to train outside. So I've had to go to a gym and run on a treadmill a bunch, which is just not me. So I don't know how fully trained I'll be for this half marathon in 4 weeks, but we shall see. Come hell or high water. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Again, back on our regular routine for this week. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Lots of chatter about Caitlin Clark. And we'll get to some more of the reaction, plus a couple of other big stories in college sports. Not just college hoops, but college sports. So, for instance, the defending national champion in the men's game was able to accomplish a feat for the first time in 25 years as it attempts to defend its title. That's the UConn Huskies. In softball, the Oklahoma Sooners just had an extended streak, a win streak, snapped on their own field, which is nearly unheard of. We'll talk about that a little bit. And at the Combine, a brand new fastest 40 time ever. So a bunch that we will get to as we head through these next few hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I just saw it pop up. It's re-airing on ESPN, which happens to be on in my studio. A game that you really, well, either you didn't need to invest really beyond the first half, unless you also wanted to see history, or you are sorry that you did. Because what was supposed to be a nationally televised showcase in a rematch between, well, rematch, use that term loosely, Celtics, best record in the NBA, and the Golden State Warriors, who have been the best team overall most of the last decade, not to mention they've got the superstar in Steph Curry. This was supposed to be a showcase game. Yeah, it did not turn out that way. In fact, it was so completely lopsided that it turned into history for the Celtics.
It's a remarkable turn of events watching the Celtics and what they've done.
It is over, but the Celtics' historic run seems to just be getting started. The final score on an unforgettable afternoon of the Garden. Boston 140, Golden State 88.
I thought Al did a great job encouraging him, but really it just comes down to having gratitude for the, you know, trying to expose us to do something different. And if we don't take the lesson in that, then we won't be able to apply it till later in the game. So we were just, you know, we just kept getting really excited about it. It was a great opportunity for us to find a different way to play. And like I said, the guys encouraged Jalen, and I thought Jalen handled it great.
All right, my fault. Didn't give you context for that post-game cut from Joe Mazzulla, but a big team win for the Boston Celtics, and they had all hands on deck as they pounded the Warriors. And right now, as you hear with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell, they're on a different plane than most of the NBA. Not all of the NBA, but most of them. They're beating teams by an average of 22 points over their past 11 games. And the victory over the Golden State Warriors. Did you hear the final call with Sean? 140, which is fairly standard in the NBA these days, to 88. Not so standard in the NBA.
We're sticking forks in you.
88 points is all the Golden State Warriors could muster. It even started getting out of hand in the first half, first quarter. So this is the third win this season by at least 50 points for the Celtics. And again, the win streak is now 11 games. The Warriors had absolutely no answers for the Celtics. Didn't seem like they played the style of defense that they're known for with Draymond Green on the court. Now, granted, the Celtics can give you so many different looks. They've got not just the 1-2 punch of Jason Tatum, who was celebrating his birthday on Sunday, but also Jaylen Brown. They now have Drew Holiday, who's so smart, who keeps this team organized moving forward. And then Al Horford, who Joe Mazzulla did mention, the grizzled veteran. And I know it doesn't count for more than one win, but man, it feels like a statement victory. The game was actually tied at 21 midway through the first quarter. But then the Celtics went on a 14-0 run. And get this. So 14 straight points. It turned into a 58-13 stretch. As in, they had 58 points and the Warriors had 13. So by halftime, they're up by nearly 40. That's insane. Oh, Draymond Green, would you like to weigh in?
We implemented our strategy like 15 minutes before we left the locker room. So I don't necessarily think we put together a full defensive strategy to debate on what they're doing with their offense and how to stop it. But it's okay.
So he says they implemented a game plan 15 minutes before they tipped off. I don't know if that's completely accurate, but it didn't seem like they had a defensive game plan that would do anything to slow down the Celtics. In fact, at times, Jaylen Brown was wide open, as in wide freaking open. They were playing way off him. I guess you could call it loose defense. And he kind of took offense to it.
First time it's ever happened to me. Honestly, I was a bit surprised. Took a little bit of adjusting. But, I think we just took advantage of whatever that attempt was and just made the best of it. For the most part, my job is to get to the paint. We got enough three-point shooters on our team. So, I don't take a lot of threes for the most part throughout the season. Because we got enough of that. I get to the paint, and I usually open it up for everybody else. If you want to dare me to shoot, we can do that too. You know what I mean? I thought it was a little disrespectful, but, we took advantage of it, and we didn't look back.
Already 82 points in the first half. And while the Warriors were bricking their shots from deep, in fact, missing 15 of 18 in the first half, Boston already had 15 threes made in that first half, as you can imagine, just demoralizing. But if you don't put your defensive game plan together until just beforehand, I guess you get what you get and you don't get upset. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. As for Steph Curry, he actually was listed as, it was questionable or possible. He had some right knee pain, did actually decide to play, but man, ran into a buzzsaw with Boston.
I mean, when you reach up until the 22 finals, they'd obviously gotten a couple Eastern Conference finals. They're younger. Fell short a couple times, and then obviously we got them in that final. They stayed motivated, hungry. You always take those moments and understand you have to get better, and they've done that. And they obviously added two pieces with Drew and KP didn't play tonight, but the way that they've been playing, they seem very sure of themselves and their identity and who they are. So you give them credit. They came out and whooped us tonight from the jump. And it was one of those perfect storms of just a rough night on our end and them taking it to us.
Well, a break here or there, and that game was ours. But, stuff happens.
Did he say one or two breaks that go our way and it's a win? Huh. Was he being sarcastic, do you think? I wonder. So this was another win for the Celtics in their stretch. Meanwhile, the Warriors really can't take any kind of loss at this point, much less a loss like this. Although they're good at bouncing back. The latest in the NBA standings, tighter and tighter in the Western Conference, where right now you've got the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have leaped frog the Timberwolves. The Nuggets have pulled into a tie with the Wolves in second place. So it's Thunder a half game up on Minnesota and Denver, the defending champions, with the Clippers now in fourth, 2.5 games out. And then it's Pelicans and Kings. Kings and Suns have virtually the same record. And they're straddling that 6-7 line, which of course is the play-in tournament from 7 through 10. The Mavericks, the Warriors, the Lakers. That rounds out your top 10. But all 10 teams are separated by just 10 games. And it's hot at the top, to be sure, in the West. Not in the East, where the Celtics now have an 8.5 game cushion over the Milwaukee Bucks, who have gotten to 40 wins. It took them a while after firing Adrian Griffin, but they have reached 40 wins. And they've won 5 in a row and are not gaining any ground on the Celtics at this point. I've already seen people pointing to the Nuggets and the Celtics on a collision course. Because, you know, everything always works out the way that it's supposed to, according to seeding and standing. I'm not pointing this out to pile on Boston, only to say that last year the Bruins set a record for most wins in an NHL regular season, and they were ousted in the first round on their home ice in overtime by the lowest seed in the East. Celtics have certainly had some disappointing losses in the playoffs the last couple years, including the Warriors in the finals a couple years ago. I do believe this team is battle-tested and built for success. It's different, though, right? No Marcus Smart. They've had a couple of other guys that were traded away in the offseason. And Brad Stevens didn't necessarily make the popular moves, but to bring in Drew Holiday was huge. The Celtics setting the pace in the NBA now with 48 wins. They've actually reached 60 games now, which means they just have 22 to go. That's it. We're down to 20, 21, 22 games for the rest of the NBA season. Regular season. Okay, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Good to connect with you, as always, coming off a big weekend in sports where college took center stage, kind of like that. College sports as a precursor to March Madness and what's to come. Straight ahead, sad piece of news that I was shocked to see on social on Sunday afternoon.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In store now.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you have been a sports fan for any length of time, of course you know the name Chris Mortensen. And I did not see the news that he had passed away until late Sunday afternoon, and I was stunned. I knew that he had stepped away from full-time reporting for the longest time. He was at ESPN, an NFL insider and reporter, constantly breaking news, even when he was battling what was stage 4 cancer a couple years ago. He had stepped away for his health, his family, just a better quality of life, because it certainly is all-consuming, as we know, with the NFL. He had a different focus, wasn't retiring as in a typical retirement, but just needed to not be part of the rat race on a regular day. I hadn't heard much about him over the last year and a half, maybe. And so that's why this news was stunning to me when I saw it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He and I crossed paths many times, had a bunch of conversations in my time working at ESPN. I would host radio shows and he would be the premier guest with the NFL news and the reports that were aptly titled Mort Reports. And he worked the NFL for the network for, 30 years. He was he was an award winner, of course. But one of the moments that I'll never forget, and I'm sure his family won't either, was when he was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a media member, someone who's had a great impact on the game. And that goes back to 2016, the summer of 2016. That January was when he was diagnosed with the stage 4 throat cancer. And so needed that time away. But just the flood of support from him or for him when he was out of the spotlight and facing cancer. That alone is a testament to how he builds relationships and built relationships everywhere he went. That was one of the unique qualities about Chris Mortensen, is that his breaking news, his journalism, was entrenched in relationships. He was professional. He was respectful. He wasn't about clickbait. He wasn't about stirring the pot. He was about connections. He was about class, grace, humor, of course. And then, as I say, the relationships. And even as the news broke on Sunday that he had passed away, and the tributes are everywhere, not just from fellow media members, but from the commissioner, Roger Goodell, from Peyton Manning, from people around the league who admired the way that Chris worked. Goodell released a statement. He was one of the most influential and revered reporters in sports. He earned our respect and that of many others with his relentless pursuit of news, but also with the kindness he extended to everyone he met. He will be greatly missed by many of us in the league. But yeah, he wasn't a guy who was kicking butt and taking names, if you will. That wasn't Mortensen's style. It was about, as I say, the class, the relationship. He was the gold standard for so many of his current and former colleagues. The way that he reported, it was honest, it was authentic, it was true. Not that reporters don't make mistakes sometimes, but he didn't do it for clicks. And I think the one of the reasons he was so well respected is because he treated people the way that he wanted to be treated. I know in my personal experience, he was always kind. No matter how many shows, how many interviews he'd done on a particular day, the car wash, it was called, he still always had a smile. And he was generous with not just his information, but his time. A lot of young people and a lot of early entry positions into the business, whether it be hosts or reporters, I would see them approach him, whether it was a game or it was just in the halls at ESPN. And he always spoke to them. He was never too busy or too important. Now, sometimes he was on his way from one hit to another, didn't have a lot of time. But when he was in the hallways, yeah, he was a big deal. And people would want to speak to him. And in my experience, it was never just about answering the questions. He was always making time to say, how are you? What's new? He would laugh over the NFL and the latest news. But professional and respectful are the ways that I'll remember him. And the fact that his relationships were his reputation. It's a great loss. A great loss for his family, his wife Mickey. A lot of friends, a lot of current reporters in the business, in the NFL specifically, who emulated him. Was not prepared to see that news on Sunday. Such a great loss. And again, I know many of you are familiar with his work. He was even more impressive as a person who talked about faith and family and football as some of his great loves, but not football before faith and family. And even after he returned to work, when he had first seen the cancer going to remission, it was a great celebration in the business. But even after he'd returned to work, he was always so grateful, thankful for his time, his platform, the fact that he got to go back to what he loved, that he wouldn't take it for granted. Gosh, I just remember when he returned to the airwaves and returned to work. So many people had been praying for him and supporting him, and it was almost like we were invested in him returning. Just 72 years old, gosh, along with another personal friend and incredible reporter from a few years ago, John Clayton, passing away. No, it's part of getting older, which I am, that you have more people that you've come across, or whether it be professional or personal, that you lose, that you mourn. It's a tough thing to ever, well, I shouldn't say get used to, but it's a tough thing to navigate. I don't think I'll ever get used to news like this and seeing it on social media and just remembering the times that I interacted with him and had him on the air, and also the impact that he made on the business. Again, he was a gold standard in reporting, not just for the news, but for how he delivered the news and how he treated people. He, of course, is missed, greatly missed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John moisture-wicking underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
LeBron behind the three-point line, guarded by Michael Porter. LeBron dribbles at Porter, sizes him up, 360, spin to the rim, and in! There it is! 40,000 on a 360 left-handed layup to the hoop. LeBron makes history at Crypto.com Arena. Crowd comes to its feet.
I'm never thinking about a milestone when I'm out there battling, and but when it happens, obviously we acknowledge it, and much respect and much loyalty to the Laker fan base for showing me that love during the timeout, and being the first player to do something is pretty cool in this league, because you just know the history, you know the greats that's come through the leagues, and then you see some of the greats on the floor tonight. It was just great to compete versus that.
That's what real men do.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was another achievement for LeBron James, and the more he plays, now he's into that same rarefied air as Tom Brady was, where everything he does essentially sets a record or crosses another milestone or another mile marker, I should say, that no one has ever crossed before in the NBA. And so, yeah, John Ireland with the call on Lakers radio from Saturday, LeBron surpassing 40,000 career points and to infinity and beyond. Still, though, a lot of the chatter has been about his future, not as much his present, and what happens moving forward when his son gets into the NBA, and how will that impact the end of his career. He says he's still focused on the ring because, you know, the ring is the thing.
The main thing is always the main thing, and that's to win, and I hate it that, you know, had to happen in a defeat, especially versus a team that, you know, plays extremely well basketball. And we played some good basketball tonight, but wasn't able to close it out. So bittersweet, you know, but very, I enjoyed every moment tonight, though, while on the floor.
We'll continue to see more of that. Again, because he's the only one. He's out in clean air now for a NASCAR analogy, NASCAR reference, which means that he'll continue to amass the points and he'll continue to bypass these different milestones and mile markers. And there's no one who is even remotely close to catching him at this point.
It's a superpower, I feel.
I mean, it's a lot of it. Longevity. He accredits the luck to staying healthy, though he has dealt with some injuries the last couple of years. He and Anthony Davis both have to be in supreme shape and supreme health for them to be able to challenge for a title, because it's a lot of what it was a year ago, which was the two of them really driving the bus, but also running out of gas. Running out of gas, the deeper the season goes, the more games they play because they're older. It's just, it's physics. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I actually believe that there was far more buzz and far more eyeballs and earballs on Caitlin Clark than there were on LeBron James this weekend. Though we'll get back to LeBron, of course, but college sports definitely in the center ring of the circus over the weekend. Not only did you have Caitlin Clark, and we'll get back to that if you missed my comments to start the show, or if you missed my conversation with Chelsea Brown, who joined us from Iowa City. She was on court as Caitlin was setting the record. And actually, I digress. Strike that from the record, please. I don't even really want to call it a record. I did use that word on Twitter when I posted about it on Sunday afternoon. But it's not a record as much as it is what LeBron was talking about, a milestone. Men's and women's basketball records are not kept together. And the fact that Pistol Pete had 3 years in a men's game with no three-point line. I mean, there are different variables that have to be taken into context and into account. Does it take away from what she's done? No, she still had to score every single one of those points. And the fact that she can shoot the lights out from Steph Curry range is a credit to her work ethic, her practice, her skill, of course, but her dedication to what she has done to get to this point. But the fact that she has more points than anyone else who's ever played Division I college basketball, that should be the line. She's the all-time scoring leader. She has more points than anyone else. Think about all of the men's and women's college basketball players who are Hall of Famers, who are household names, who played 4 years on the court like Caitlin, and yet she's the one. And I think it's awesome that it's a woman who now has more points in college hoops at the D1 level. It's a woman. That's amazing. But is it a record? Eh. I'm trying to get away from calling it that only because, again, the records are not kept in a combined fashion. But still, her pursuit of Pistol Pete. There we go. The Pistol Pete pursuit. Some people are calling her the Ponytail Pete, which I think is so clever. But Pistol Pete and Caitlin Clark now stand together at the top of their respective sports. But she's got more points than anyone else who ever played at the D1 level. That's astounding. I mean, that's worth noting. And to me, bigger than what LeBron was doing, mostly because we still have LeBron around for probably another season, but definitely the rest of this year and then on into the playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to a little more of the college action as we ramp up toward March Madness. Of course, Selection Sunday is now 2 weeks away. And many of you are also weighing in about Caitlin on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Of course, I can't help but see the fact that some of you were scared when I wasn't working Thursday into Friday. And actually, producer Jay maybe can answer for this. I have no desire to pay attention when I'm not working and hosting this show. I'm in bed by 11, which is awesome because I actually get to be on the same schedule as my husband. So I was not listening on Thursday night into Friday morning, but I did hear from a few people who were freaked out because they were listening to the show. It was a guy, obviously, Was it Rich? Okay, so it was Rich Herrera who was filling in. I also have nothing to do with that. I most of the time don't even know who's filling in until I ask Jay. And people were telling me that the show went on for an hour, 90 minutes with no mention of me, which is maybe why they were afraid. So just as general form, I filled in for Zach Gelb on Friday afternoon and mentioned his name at least once a segment, in some cases twice a segment, just so people would know what they were listening to. So yeah, that's I guess, can be a little bit nerve-wracking if you don't know what's happening. But Jay, did he not mention what show he was filling in on?
No,
other than
does.
At the very beginning?
Rich always does. Every time he comes back from break, says it's Rich Herrera in for Amy Lawrence on CBS on After Hours of CBS Sports Radio. Every time.
People just missed it because a couple people were telling me they were afraid for that reason. Although it's a little bit over the top, you guys. Who every time I have a night off, people ask me if I've been fired. Yes. I'm going to start answering yes. Yes, I have. What a weird thing to ask. So when you take a vacation day, people worried about you getting fired too? Like you're off, I don't know, some random Monday, you take a long weekend and your colleagues write you an email and say, hey, did you get fired? Yes. Yes, I did. So.
Just say yes.
Extreme, right? Just a little extreme. Not, maybe she's not feeling well. Maybe she has a night off. Maybe she's got something else going on. Nope. Fired. Not there anymore. After one show of not hearing me, I somehow must have been bounced from the network. All right. I mean, if that's where your mind goes, I guess it's a little extreme, but all right. It's After Hours on our Facebook page as well as on our Twitter, After Hours CBS. We'll get to some of the combine news and notes after the top. Caleb Williams, he and his team have crafted a new plan, one that I think took a lot of people by surprise. Had a chance to catch up with a longtime friend of mine and also a longtime agent in the NFL. Kelly Masters was at the Combine on Friday when she joined us via Zoom. That was kind of interesting. So when I was filling in for Zach, they do their show on CBS Sports Radio YouTube channel. And so it's streamed live, which is how my family was tuning in. But she joined us via Zoom. And so it was really neat actually to be able to see her on a screen in front of me. And we were able to wave at each other, which was awesome since we were both in Vegas and still didn't manage to cross paths. But we've grown up in this business together and it was cool to see her. Now, what was not cool was seeing myself on camera. So Samter and Stu, who work with Zach on a daily basis, they actually put the YouTube stream up here in studio and said, hey, if you don't like it, we'll take it down. But, you know, we'll just put it up for now. Oh, it took all of 10 seconds. No. Get it off there. I can't look at that. I can't get it off there. It was a little disconcerting. It was not something that I was going to be able to ignore. Maybe it's practice. I do not need to see myself waving my hands and talking like a good Italian girl. That was not going to work. So they put the feed up when we had guests like Kelly and also Bob Ryan. I'm not sure if you know the name Bob Ryan, but he's a longtime writer, columnist for the Boston Globe. And I used to read his stuff back when I was a kid. Well, he has now covered or attended a sporting event in all 50 states plus D.C. Talk about a legacy. He just went to a game in South Dakota, I believe. It was last week or a couple weeks ago. And he's written an article about it, which is really neat. So it's fun to see Bob in his library, presumably, on Zoom as well. So we may try that. Now, the difference with us, of course, is that we're not on video. Generally, our show is not streamed live on YouTube anywhere, but it'd be kind of fun to capture these interviews on Zoom and then maybe throw them up on our YouTube channel so that you can kind of see our guest even as he or she are talking. So kind of interesting. It was neat to be able to see the guests, though, while I was talking to them, both Kelly and Bob. So back to Kelly. Kelly was saying from the combine that it was a real surprise for even agents too, and for player reps who had their convention there in Indianapolis at the same time the combine is going on. So it's a lot happening, not just prospects who are running 40 yard dashes. And she was saying that, yeah, it was a break from convention, but that she understands why Caleb's team didn't didn't want him to go through medical tests for all 32 teams and didn't make him available for workouts and for medicals. Because it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of pressure. And as I said on the show on Friday afternoon, he's got nothing to gain. He's already the number one pick, presumptive number one pick. If the Bears go that route, or if they trade it, he'll be a number one pick to somebody else. What does he have to gain by doing medicals and then being exhausted, being poked and prodded by all 32 teams? And he explained it on SiriusXM NFL Radio.
It was just a team family decision. Also an understanding that not 32 teams can pick me. Obviously, 32 teams don't want me. There's people like
Kansas City.
Yeah, people like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, things like that. But 32 teams, you know, can't get me. And so I'm just doing my medicals at the places that I go and visit, because those are the teams that, you know, are finding more interest in me and you know, possibly in the position to get me.
I really like the way that he handled the questions. I like the way he handled his business on Friday. If you guys didn't hear the start of his press conference, he sits down, he says good morning, and someone yells out, "Are you afraid to compete?" Like, that's the first question. He hasn't even said good morning. And Caleb is fielding questions about being afraid. First of all, what a ridiculous question. Like, I don't know who the reporter was. I really don't want to know. Absolutely ridiculous. What answer do you expect to get? And why are you making yourself the center of attention? Are you afraid to compete? So again, the fact that he doesn't go through medicals for all 32 teams, the fact that he doesn't work out, that he's going to wait until his individual pro day and private meetings, it makes perfect sense to me. Because right now, people are looking for him to mess up and stumble. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.